Good morning.
What vehicles have you had lately?
Well, I've been driving both the Mazda 6 and the Hyundai Santa Fe. It's really nice, you know, because last few times we've done this, I've kind of been whining about vehicles and haven't really liked too many of them. And right. I really like both of these.
Well, good. Tell us about the Santa Fe first.
Well, the Santa Fe is available in two versions. There's a long wheelbase and a short wheelbase, four-cylinder and six-cylinder. The one I have is the long wheelbase, and it's the V6. And, you know, I really like this one. This, I think, is becoming one of my favorite SUVs in this niche.
What?
290 horsepower, 252 pound-feet from the V6. A little bit slow off the start, which initially I thought it might have been a turbo 4, but it isn't. And it's smooth. It's nice to drive. It's big. Three rows of seats. The second row is captain's seats, which makes it easier to get back at the third row. And, of course, that folds down, and you can use it for storage space and just lift up the third row when you need it. Great audio system. It's from Infiniti, who is a good high-end audio speaker – a speaker maker. Nice to drive, you know, and when you drive it, I mean, it's a big vehicle, but it doesn't feel nearly as big when you drive it. It's almost like you put your bum in the seat and it shrinks around you. It's quite interesting. Obviously, it doesn't, but you know, that would be something.
Yeah.
That'd be great for parking lots.
and as far as, you know, the options available in the technology that's in this vehicle, I would imagine they throw everything at it.
Everything at it. It has nav system, Bluetooth, of course, heated seats, you know, a nice attractive interior, a big panoramic sunroof, just really a nice vehicle. Good automatic, six-speed automatic transmission. It has a manual mode. It doesn't have paddles, which I wish it did, but that's just me. And yeah, and all of that for, well, it starts at around $29,900, and by the time you option it all the way up, you're looking at around $42,000, which is not cheap.
Yeah.
But you know, you're getting a lot for that, and it's not, you know, you're competing against things like the Toyota Highlander and you know, the Pathfinder, even I guess the Toyota 4Runner, and I think this thing stacks up really well.
Beautiful. Jim Brazier, Live 885 Car Crasher. You'll find written reports at live885.com. Tell us about the Mazda 6 you had for a while.
Yeah, Mazda. I love Mazdas. And the Mazda 6 was the Canadian Car of the Year a couple of years ago, and it's still a wonderful car. I wish it would come with a six-cylinder engine. It used to. Now they just offer it with the Skyactiv, and it's adequate. I mean, it's the larger of the Skyactiv engines, and the Mazda 3, it's really quite nice. But, of course, the 6 is bigger, and it's a little bit heavier, and so it's a little bit slower because of that. But other than that, it's beautiful inside and out. It's comfortable. It's nice to drive, but I had issues with my test car.
Oh.
Very un-Mazda-like. I had some electrical problems. You'd think they were still connected with Ford. But no. I was driving out to Lake Louise last weekend, and I had my phone plugged into the car, and I was streaming the tunes with Bluetooth, but because I wanted to keep the battery charged, I plugged the phone in to the USB slot in the Mazda 6 just to keep the battery going. And five times between my house and Lake Louise, which is about 2 hours, the electrical system just rebooted arbitrarily. It was like the blue screen of death with a Windows computer. Fortunately, it didn't affect the car's driving or anything, but it was very disconcerting, and of course, it shouldn't have happened. That, and on the way back, the tire pressure warning came on. So I pulled over, paid $1 to check the tires, and of course, they were fine. So I reset that, and just very weird. And the phone thing, the electrical rebooting did not happen when I was just using Bluetooth. It was only when it was wired into the system. So I don't know. That would not be a deal breaker for me. It would be warranty work, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's just a wonderful car. And around $35,000. So it's a good value, too. And of course, Mazda, you know, if it weren't for the, the a little bit anemic engine, it would be real zoom zoom.
Awesome. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Written reports at live88.5.com. And then click on startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.